Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Seen old Rivers. I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. To plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. One of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home and they're all fine. Is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain. Walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
Mule, Old Rivers, and me. There's Walter Brennan tonight by request. Also play that out to James Griffin tonight as well. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Had a request. Good to hear from Margie, who's listening to us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma tonight. We went through your fair city a few days ago and always enjoy Oklahoma City. She's listening to us tonight on knelradio.com. Send a message if she'd like to hear an old Charlie Louvin song called 10 Years, 3 Kids, and 2 Loves Too Late.
You sure have 2 pretty girls. They look a lot like you. Here's a picture of my boy we made the day he started school. I can't believe you're standing here. It's been a long, long time. You know, just the other day you were on my mind. I'm glad you found a good man, 'cause you deserve the best. It's good to see you happy. Looks like we've both been blessed. Still I wish that I could hold you one more time for old time's sake. Wish I could touch the memory that just won't go away. But it's 10 years, 3 kids, 2 loves too late. And I know that just one little touch would be a big mistake. Just think, I almost had an old dream come true today.
Hey, Brother Lucas, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. How's your summer going?
Really good. Really good.
Well, it's about over, isn't it?
Yes, we start school next week, I think.
Oh, well, you excited or not?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm going to play football with the school.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Great. Well, football's going to get started before you know it. Hope it cools down a little bit before, though, right?
Yeah. It's going to be pretty hot in the afternoon.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, what can I do for you, brother?
See, Clay, it took Daryl McCall, it took me all night long to say goodbye.
I can sure do that for you.
Yes.
I'll do it, okay? And I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It only took a minute for us to finally end it. I guess we've seen it coming for some time. And talk it over, but it took us all night long to say goodbye. Now the flame is gone, I know, and the ashes have gone cold, and the love we had we'll never have again. But there's one ember left that must
there. How you doing?
I feel great tonight.
Man, I got a daughter in Hobbs, New Mexico. I had her tune in to KNEL.com.
All right.
I want to send her a song.
Okay.
That's my job.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
You're awesome, buddy. I'll see you Saturday.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid.
Pecos.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I feel great tonight.
Hey, Pecos, if you can, play a couple by Mr. Jerry Flower for me, sir.
Yeah, I can do that.
I appreciate it, man.
I could be happy to do that for you. Thanks for calling.
The Lord called an old boy to preach at Route 4 Liberty, Mississippi, when I was a young'un growing up. And he went off to college and was gone a year and come home for Christmas holidays. And the pastor of our local church said, do you know, the courteous thing to do is invite him to fill the pulpit while he's home. Now that fella got up in the pulpit, just been gone from East Fork Community 1 year. And he got up in that pulpit, and you would have thought he is born in a foreign land. He didn't say God anymore. He said, Gorgia! He didn't say morning. He said, mining. My brother, Sonny, said, I ain't gonna listen. I said, Sonny, shut up. You disturbing the worship service. Sonny said, Jerry, he ain't being himself. And the thing that just galls me so about it, he ain't being one of us. You ain't got no right not to be yourself, Jerry. And said, I ain't gonna listen to him preach unless he goes to talking like he ought to talk. Sonny said, the thing that just galls me so bad about it is he is just as poor as we was when we was coming up. Said, if anything, he is a little poorer than we was. Said, Jerry, don't you remember the one summer that boy up there in that pulpit preaching right now, not being himself, don't you remember one summer they were so poor that his mama fed him so many turnip greens, she had to keep a coal oil rag tied around his ankles to keep the cutworm from getting it. Walking to school about 11 o'clock in the morning. The school teacher run out and said, Marcel, what in the world are you doing late coming to school? Marcel just kind of ducked his head. He said, Prof Turner, there's been some weasels or some foxes or something getting Papa's chickens. And said, Papa's been trying to catch that thing in the hen house. And this morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, before daylight, we heard them chickens hollering. Papa said, Marcel, get up, son. We fixing to kill that thing what's getting our chickens. And Papa got up and loaded that 32-inch double-barrel shotgun. Put them big load in there. Thumb-cocked that thing. And comes to easing around the side of the house. Creeping along with me and had that shotgun pointed right at the chicken house. Papa sleeps in a nightgown. Nothing else. And just as we walked up to that chicken house, Papa with his hand on that trigger saying, shh, we fixing to get this thing now, Marcel. Said, my best coon dog, old Brummy, eased up behind Papa and cold-nosed him up under that gown. Boom! And said, the reason I'm late to school, I've been picking chickens ever since.
Okay, how about Everything Be All Right?
Everything's Gonna Be All Right by Johnny Lee. I'll do that for you.
How about Fly Away by... What's that guy's name? Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll do it for you. Oh, you mean Fall Away.
Fall Away, there we go.
Fall Away by Joe Paul Nichols. I'll do it.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day. And when you're happy, the years fall away. Away when you're
when you're happy, the years fall away. My darling, today I looked at you and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too. And it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
Think of my friend Louise Kensing when I play that song. She loved that one. That was one of her favorite songs. But Joe Paul Nichols. Here's Johnny Lee with his current single. A little song called Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
All or nothing, it's all on you. You wanna win, but sometimes you lose. You do your best and hold your head up high. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Brand new day brings a brand new light. Everything's gonna be all right. Turn on the news and it's bad again. Makes you wonder if it ever ends. Love's flowing somewhere deep and wide. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new night. Everything's gonna be all right.
Thank you.
this is Tracy Pitcox with Pitcox Storage. If you're looking for a storage facility for you or your family, we encourage you to give us a call today at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. We have five locations in Brady with over 275 units to serve you. Give us a call at 456-KEYS for all of your storage needs. That's Pitcox Storage with five locations in Brady.
Hi, this is Sammy Smith, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
It's been a month or more since he walked out the door. He probably thinks that I still miss him.
From the great Sammy Smith, who would have been celebrating a birthday today with a little song called The Days That End in Y. Looking forward to having Sammy Smith's son, Waylon Payne, with us here in Brady on August the 20th for our luncheon for the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum 22nd anniversary luncheon. It's going to be held at the Heart of Texas Event Center on August the 20th. So if you get a chance, come join us. We're going to have a nice lunch and then a little conversation and music with Waylon Payne. Of course, Waylon portrayed Jerry Lee Lewis in the movie I Walk the Line. So looking forward to that. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL, FM 95.3, and on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com.
Yeah, Tracy, would you play a couple, three Hall Nicks songs? One of them, of course, Big Balls and Countdown, but there's one he had, it was like Coming from Denver or something to that effect, I think.
Okay, let me see if I can dig up my hole there.
Okay, and play me a little Jolie Blonde.
All right. We'll do them for you tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Sleeping on the ground, eating saltine cracker, 10 cents a pound. hangs around.
Tunes for Hall Nix there for you, and She's Really Gone. I've always loved that song. Don't play it very often, but boy, what a good one. She's Really Gone. A little bit of Fiddlin' Frenchie Burke for you, and some of that Jolie Blonde.
next to me, and in a minute I could see that you're a complicated kind of girl. You say there's someone home waiting for you, but you don't really care much if he cares. If you're praying for a chance at a really big romance, I don't think I'm the answer to your prayer. Can handle back at home. I got all the pain and suffering I can use. While I thank you for your gracious invitation, I'll call you when I'm running short of blues.
Have been there a time or two. There's one called I've Got All the Heartaches That I Can Handle, written by Shel Silverstein for the great Ernest Tubb, and one of his old songs. I love that line in there. You stay here and try to drown your troubles, and I'll go home walking back to mine. Lines in country songs tell a story. I tell you what, they really do. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNL, and you know what? I was just sitting here thinking. I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Yes, I was if you could play Once You've Had the Best.
Okay, what is it again?
Once You've Had the Best.
Once You've Had the Best by George Jones. I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for turning out for us this evening for our first anniversary. We appreciate it. Finding
state of Texas on the north.
I'm Rose Maddox. You're listening to the best there is in country music on Tracy's show at KNEL in Brady, Texas.
I wonder if I'll find you in some honky-tonk bar. I wonder if I'll find the hidden place you parked the car. It's almost closing time and there's one honky tonk to go. Been checking out Joe's coffee shop, it's the only place I know. There's gotta be a reason why you're staying out of sight. Oh, I wonder where I'll find you at tonight.
One more request.
Okay.
Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
All right, I'll do it for you tonight.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to
think it was back in 1988 was the first time that I interviewed Lee Greenwood, back when he was, man, he was going strong all over the country and doing very, very well. And it was down in San Antonio, Texas, and I was just a kid disc jockey, and he was kind, very kind to me. And I hadn't seen him until just the other day, whenever he was working in Fredericksburg, and my darling wife Charla and I went down and caught his show, and he was wonderful. And he's kind of on a little farewell tour. I think he's kind of getting ready to slow down a little bit. And so if you get an opportunity to see the great Lee Greenwood, be sure and do that. We were working this past week with the great Daryl McCall at some shows up north, up in Canada and Missouri, and certainly enjoyed being with Daryl and Mona McCall and Heather Miles and Dallas Wayne and Lulu Roman. They all did a tremendous job. But Daryl sang this song every night, and the crowd loved it, as they do down here in Texas. A little tune called It's the Water.
Texas, and the sound of the jukebox blows my mind. But I seem to lose myself down in Sweetwater, Texas, in a honky-tonk with a woman on my mind. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water, 'cause it says so on the can.
It's the water.
It's the water. Well, it's the water that's made me
a honky-tonk man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If ever you are traveling out through Sweetwater, Texas, and happen to look up and read the signs, well, it's cool inside and music sweet in Sweetwater, Texas, and you'll always find a girl that'll blow your mind. 'Cause it's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water, 'cause it says so on the can. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me
a honky-tonk man.
Everyone, this is Loretta Lynn, and you're listening to My Kind of Country right here on KNEL, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox in the heart of Texas.
You left me for the bright lights of the town.
Home to me. I need Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.